Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome, everybody, and I hope everybody is in good spirits. I have a free gift for you. My free gift is cooking with energy, and the code word you have to enter for that is EXPO, and we'll learn more about that EXPO in a little bit. Go to www.starfuentes.com, and on the radio page, enter the word EXPO, and you will get a free gift, Cooking with Energy. And after the half hour, please call my guest and me for questions, 646-716-9663. And today, I have a very powerful light worker, a unique presence here on planet Earth. Her name is Tammy Rager. Tammy, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, first let me start by saying thank you so much for having me with you this evening. I appreciate that. I basically have kind of wound up devoting my life to spiritual studies. I've been a student for over 35 years, and I've been a professional intuitive for close to 25. And I work with Akashic Records, numerology, and basically believe information is power.
Wow. Numerology is very powerful, and sometimes people do a lot of metaphysical, spiritual studies, and they don't get to look at a couple of very important things. Your numbers are what you came in to be and do and several other things, and your Akashic Records, which know everything about you that was and is to be. And, you know, we look in many different directions. Tell me, why is it so important to know your numbers?
Well, I think not only is it enlightening, not necessarily in the sense of, lucky numbers, I'm not talking about that, but it does reveal things you chose to work on in a lifetime. It shows different talents that you may have. To me, if you have something negative in your life, it's much easier to try and change it or balance it with a positive. And numerology can give you those positives so that you truly can transform who you are, what you're doing, and where you want to be.
And I assume that you give numerology sessions to people, correct?
I do, and
a
lot of times.
And what website would I go to be able to find out more about a session with you?
You would want to go to my website, TammyRager.com, and that's TammiRag as in George, ER.com.
Great. Wow, it looks like you've been numerologist to the stars and everybody else. That's very impressive to me. What else do you have to share with us about numerology?
I think the big things is people should always trust their first instincts, because usually that's that spiritual part of themselves nudging them. It would be, in numerology, referred to your heart's desire, which comes from the vowels of your birth name. But it will never really lead you too far astray if you can follow your heart.
Well, that's very important for everybody to know, because we feed our minds so much. I'm always amazed when I hear that in 1900, what my grandparents heard in information or news in a year is what I read on one day on AOL, you know what I mean? And
oh, yeah.
The amount of information that we have to integrate into our brains and hearts is tremendous right now. So pay attention to your heart, people. What is the strange, something strange about numerology or wonderful about numerology?
I think for me, especially going through the things I've been going through the past year, since the beginning of the year, let's put it this way, because 2013 has been a very unusual year. I think when people realize their life moves in cycles and that numerology can help you figure out what's going on around you, I love to use the expression forewarned, forearmed. So for me, that's a very unusual thing that sometimes people don't always realize numerology can do. People will think of astrology and their charts and say, oh, well, an astrologer can tell me what's going on. But numerology can also do that as well.
Wow, that's very important to know. And if you have both, then you get a double, triple insight on what's going on. There are many different types of numerology. As far, I think I know 4 or 5. What types of numerology do you practice?
Well, I started with the Pythagorean, and then I looked into the Chaldean. And when I started to work with Akashic Records, because I'm one of the biggest skeptics out there, I've got to say that. So for me, I chose numerology because I was familiar with it, and I thought, let the Akashic Records show me what numerology has. So I refer to what I do as a different type, more Akashic Record. It's a very spiritual in nature type of counseling session. It just reveals a lot more about who the person is at their essence and the divine being that they came into this world to be, and how to remove those layers so that they can shine as brightly as they desire to.
That's good. Have you written a book on numerology?
Well, I've tried several times, but no, I haven't gotten one complete yet.
You know, sometimes spirit has to refine things in us over and over. Not only do we have to learn them, we have to live through every number several times before that comes out. Any little antidotes about numerology you have to share with us?
I think one of the funny ones is recently I was interviewed by a journalist for an auto magazine, and they were talking about a new car that was being released, and it was a BMW, and the series always has different numbers, and we got to kind of laughing about it, because he was not familiar with numerology, and what the design of this car was for was more of a practical family car, and the number that they chose actually was more of a free spirit type of number, and I'm like, I didn't know what the car was. I didn't see any specs on it or any pictures, and I laughed, and I said, you know, this is a great couple, romance, top down, you know, driving into the sunset. And he started laughing. He says, I think BMW should have contacted you because that's not what the car's designed for.
Oh, that's really interesting how people use their mind to try to put an energy on something and use pictures. But yet for all of us, we go, why doesn't that feel right? Why doesn't that, you know what I mean, look right? So it's really important. Also, I think your house number is very important, and whatever your street and house number are important to look at that when you're buying. So pay attention to numerology. It can tell you a lot about the essence and the energy of a person, place, or thing, or even your own business. Now,
definitely.
You do other things besides numerology. What else do you do?
Are you speaking in the business sense now?
I'm speaking, I saw numerology, and then I saw Akashic Records, right? So you do Akashic Records work. So before we get to talking about the expo, which, by the way, is our code word for your free gift at starfuentes.com, Cooking with Energy, tell me a little bit about your work with the Akashic Records.
Well, I do Akashic Records a little bit differently than some people. Edgar Cayce is probably one of the best known Akashic Record people. And he was known as the Sleeping Prophet, which is fine. Sometimes that system of going into a very deep trance works wonderfully for people. That's not what I do. I'm fully conscious when I do it. I will let the client direct me by their question as to what area we explore, because to say, what am I here for? That's a huge question. But if you can say, what do I need to work on now?
That's
to
a
achieve,
little bit of a piece that we can actually get.
Yes, but, because as you know, doing what you do, there's no cliff notes in spirit. We still have to have it. There's no shortcuts. We got to go through that.
Well, shortcuts are usually long cuts. You know, you try to get someplace quicker, you miss something, and it takes you 4 hours to fix the thing you missed. Right.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So now I want to talk about our magical word and something you've been doing for a long time and you're a master at. Tell us about our keyword expo today.
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming to Columbus in October. And it's the second weekend in October. It's Universal Life Expo. And I know you're going to have a booth. You will have several different things. You'll be doing a lecture as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then staying for a week to be able to meet with clients, too. So thank
That's
you for
right.
bringing your energy to the events. Universal Life Expo actually kind of evolved. This is, I guess, our third evolution. It started in the late 80s. It was right after the Harmonic Convergence, and it was called Balanced Life Expo. And the people have always been volunteer. No one gets paid for anything. So we are now the largest all-volunteer event in the Midwest. We have close to 350 booths. We will have over 120 presentations. There are some paid workshops. It's huge. We have over 6,000 people average through the weekend come through the doors to share their energy and their wisdom and to ask questions. I tease people and I say, if you can describe it, you'll be able to find it. If it has to do with body, mind, or spirit, you'll be able to find it at the expo.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to this. It's I love when these smorgasbords happen, you know. It's so many of us stay in our little realm, you know, of healing or being psychic or yoga or being a vegetarian or using wonderful crystals or magnets. And when you get in an expo like this and you walk by the booths and you look at the program and you see the hundreds of classes and presenters, you can't help but expose yourself to things that are outside of your personal realm. And it's important to do this. I'm a very strange teacher where I tell my students, go out, learn from everybody, read whatever you want, and then come back and teach me. And people are looking at me like, But I think it's really important to have all those choices out there. Wow, how many years have you been doing this now?
Well, my husband and I started in the 90s, and we each had different positions. He worked in the information booth. I worked in PR. And eventually I wound up as booth chair, and then we took a couple years off, but we came back a few years ago, and it was Universal Light Expo at that time, or referred to as ULE, and this year I am the chairman of ULE. So that's where our third stage of evolution has come in. So we've been with it not from the beginning, but pretty darn close. We're what's referred to as the old timers, which some days that's funny and other days, I'm not sure if it's a compliment.
Yeah, I know that one too. And just coming up in January on my 75th birthday, you know, people say, "Oh, you were the first wave, and you were the old timers." And you know, I look at some of these young children, and they come in, they know as much or more than me, and I had to study 50 years for it, you know. And they're so
yes.
full of light. So sometimes what happens when you attend an expo is there are things that your soul has already done. So you're not interested in it. you've already studied this particular thing in a past life, but when you go to an expo and you walk in front of the people who are holding the energy of that or are teaching the energy of that, you get lots of activations.
Yeah.
And you may walk in front of the booth, you may go from class to class, and what happens to your energy and what happens in your mind are totally different things. And an expo with that many master teachers and teachers and that many products all gathered in one place is this incredible fulcrum, a vortex of light. You know, it's beyond brilliant. So when you go to one of these expos, you're getting downloads, you're getting activations. Just by walking through the aura of somebody, you are picking up things they know that will later, when you're ripe, come to you as a teaching or come to you as a great idea you think you had. And I don't care. When you can go someplace and you can have so much choice and so much light, start thinking about it now. When is this expo again, and where is it?
It's here in Columbus, Ohio. It's October 12th and 13th. It's at Veterans Memorial, and the website, and I'll spell it, the website is ulexpo.com. So it's ulexpo.com. And the program is available. It is a very large PDF, so I apologize if anyone has problems downloading it. But all of the speakers' bios and descriptions are out there. The lecture schedules out there. Listings of the vendors is there. Anything you could think of that you might have a question about is probably out there.
Wow, that's and I imagine we'll have a very nice program when we get there. A printed program?
Yes, it's 40 pages and it's tabloid size. So
that's something you save and keep.
Well, actually, I have to share with you, they started going out the beginning of August. And by the time October rolls around, and since you'll be here, you'll be able to watch this. And I know that you'll giggle when you hear, when you see people do this. These things are so mangled, and people have things circled and scheduled and highlighted. People carry these around for months trying to figure out how they want to spend the 2 days.
Yeah, I know. I've had people come up to me and say, oh, you're page 37. I'm going, page 37 what? Oh, in the guide. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I recognize you. You're page 6. Oh, okay,
exactly.
Now I get it. And the program in itself is a great guide for future references because it, you know, tells what everybody does and you keep it around. Later on, you want numerology or you want some type of appointment, you can refer to this guide and then find the guide and then find the numbers later. How is it? Is it hard to hold a space? Is it a lot of work to hold a space for 6,000 people plus 500 vendors and teachers to come together? Is this difficult or is this graceful for you?
I'm laughing in case it's not coming through. I am laughing. It is a labor of love. The reason I became chairman this year is because the previous chairman of Universal Light Expo passed away unexpectedly in January, and I was sort of second in command as the booth chair handling all the vendors' needs. So this year has been very challenging. I know this will be the worst year for me. It will definitely get, I know it has to get easier because we added a spring show. So see, evidently it wasn't enough to do just one a year. But it truly is a labor of love, and we have a core group of volunteers. There's about 20 to 25 people. We work all year long on it, and everyone pitches in, so many hands make for very light work.
Good. I think that's very important to have a cohesive team. And, of course, a labor of love, I understand that, you know, people be calling you in the middle of the night saying, oh, I can't come. Oh, I can't come. we got a place for me. Do you have a booth for me? And I think you have to sign up a year in advance to speak. Is that correct?
Yes, the deadline for October was last December. And
for next October, it's this December.
Yes.
And
to speak,
and for a booth, how much leeway do you have on that?
It kind of depends. We scrutinize and we look very carefully at the categories. And by that, I mean we could fill a lot more booths with readers, but to me, having an eye on quality and then the number of quantity is important because I want all of the vendors to have a good weekend. So we do wind up with the waiting list, but if someone had something very unusual, handcrafted, something that we didn't already have in place, they would have a better chance.
Mm-hmm. And what could I, as, let's say as a guest, not as a lecturer or a vendor, which I am, what could I do and be as a guest to make this whole event happen gentler, easier, and quicker? What should I know coming to this?
Well, I would recommend having an idea of what interests you. I think if you can say, I have a passion for stones and crystals, then I would recommend you look at the crystal panel. You might want to take a look at Sherry Whitfield, who is bringing Synergy, the crystal skull from Arizona. Plus, we will have Melody, who is probably one of the better-known international authors on stones and crystals. She does not do personal appearances, but she will be with us in October offering a workshop that's limited to 60 people.
Wow. You know, we hardly ever see her, and her books are classic.
Yes, encyclopedic, the go-to books. So I think if people can identify their passion and then figure out where those vendors or where the lectures or workshops might pertain to their passion, that would be a great start. If someone didn't take the time to do that, we've got programs on hand. We have volunteers around to answer questions. We also have a walking labyrinth that will be wheelchair accessible.
Wow.
So we've got the Tibetan monks from Drepung Losling Monastery that will be doing a sand mandala. Now, I don't know if I can describe this accurately how they do this. This is a mandala that's done one grain of sand at a time. It's phenomenal and beautiful, and the work that they put into it, they will be done on Sunday, and then they dismantle, and with blessings, they give out the sand to anyone that wants it, and then they take it right down across the bridge from where we'll be to the Scioto River, and they drop it in the Scioto River with blessings for world peace.
And it's really interesting to walk by it 6 or 7 to 10 times during the weekend and watch how it grows and how it takes on a life of its own. I find them, they magnetize me, you know.
And their energy is just, it's like feeling waves of peace and compassion when you're in their presence, because they just, it comes from them, from deep inside them. And it's, you know, that wonderful state of being that I think all of us are seeking, maybe not through that path, but just that inner peace and that knowing, that calmness.
Mm-hmm. And remember, today's code word is Expo. If you go to StoreFuentes.com and the radio page and enter the code word Expo, you will get Cooking with Energy, our free gift, talking about putting energy with cooking into your energy. Every chop is a prayer. Every stir is a prayer. And I teach you how to do the Mexican curanderas way of doing that. Expo. Wow. Remember, when you go to an expo, wear comfortable shoes. You'll be walking around. Take a big bag. Everybody has handouts of some sort. You're wanting to get business cards. You're wanting, because next year you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know what taking this one class, you definitely don't know what meeting this one person may mean to you. It may mean a lot. It may change your life. Or it may mean nothing but you carrying the energy of that. Be hydrated when you attend workshops. And, of course, bring cash, money, charge cards, because you're going to find special tools, treats, books, things that you can't find in stores or even on Amazon.com. So prepare yourself with doing this. Now, we haven't talked at all about the cost of coming in the door. So what is the cost of coming in the door?
One day admission is $11 and the weekend is $20. Now, parking is extra. We have online, there is a flyer that has a coupon on that as well. So if you go to the website, you've already got one way to save right there by printing the coupon and bringing that in.
Okay, may I make a comment? Isn't
$11
a little ridiculous of a price for one day?
Well, we raised it. It used to be 10.
Well, 11's a better number, isn't it, though?
Well,
from different things, I have to really honor you from my heart, because putting these things together cost money and time and energy, and I don't remember the last time I walked through a door of an expo that offers so much where I didn't pay $50, $75, or $100 just to get in to see the booth and the speakers. So I really have to say, wow, congratulations. You make it work on $11 per person. I'm amazed.
Thank you. It's everything goes back into the expo so we can do more, change, grow. It's become kind of a staple here in Columbus. The local people, I used to work for one of the largest bookstores, metaphysical bookstores in Columbus, and we would watch sales kind of right after Labor Day start to go down, and they'd be like, why? And people would come in and browse, and they would make, you know, list. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm saving, but I know I want this book, but I have to go to ULE first. It's like, okay, hi.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Is there food there?
There is. We will have a couple of different vendors that will be doing a lot of different types of cuisines. One of them is Middle Eastern. There is one that he does a lot with wraps and things, so there will be natural and probably organic. I can't swear by that, but very fresh foods, very naturally prepared.
Wow, it sounds like there's everything we're going to want and some things that we don't even know we're going to want. Expo, that is our code word today for our free gift, Cooking with Energy. Go to www.starfuentes.com. Go to the radio show page and enter the word expo. Of course, you're going to end up on my mailing list. That's why you get the free Cooking with Energy. And you can come back time and again if you listen to this show. You don't have to listen to it live. It's recorded. And you can get this gift. And today we're talking to Tammy Rager, right? Correct? Is that how you say your last name? Rager?
Yes. Yes, correct.
And Tammy is at, I'm looking for it, www.tammyrager.com, correct?
That's
and
it.
Can you spell that for us?
It's TammiRag as in George, ER.com.
And she's a numerologist and Akashic record reader, but most importantly, she is the head of the expo we're talking about. And what is the website for that expo?
It is ulexpo.com.
And the UL stands for?
Universal Life.
Universal Life. Take a deep breath, everybody. You know, we're going to come back after the commercial break, and we're going to answer some questions for you. Please call. Our engineer is waiting to take your call. The phone number is 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. So breathe. Good. Breathe again. Good. 646-716-9663.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Well, we have Tammy Rager here with us today. We'll be answering some questions, so get your little fingers dialing there. And 646-716-9663. And Tammy, let's talk, because sometimes it takes people a while to limit it and understand which question they want to ask. So what is the most important spiritual lesson you've ever learned?
Oh, that's a really big question, isn't it? I'm going to do the most recent one I've learned. How's that?
Okay, let's do that.
Because the obvious one would be love. But that's a whole different conversation. I think the most important one that I learned recently was I'm a perfectionist. I'm a type A personality. I don't know what the word no means. I had to learn that when I do my best, that really is good enough. I always held myself to different standards and was very hard on myself. So this does relate to love in the sense of loving and honoring myself. But I had to learn to accept my imperfections as being perfect.
I have a little story about that.
Okay.
We bought some Moroccan rugs, and the way you know who made the Moroccan rug was by the mistakes that are made in the rug. And they have a tendency to make the same mistakes over and over again in making the rug. So they say, oh, this was made by Rashad, this one was made by Mohammed. And, you know, I look at things like the Mona Lisa, who really doesn't have a smile. And I look at all the things that teach us that if there's just a little bit of something not there or a little bit of something incorrect or inappropriate, that our own mind, heart, spirit, soul starts seeking out in ourselves what is inappropriate. And we might say, wow, that's a strange painting, or wow, this doesn't look right. But the subconscious unconscious goes within ourselves and seeks to bring to the light whatever that may be. So that's why so much art and so many good things have little bitty errors in them or blatantly big errors in them, and we resonate with that. Okay.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
Hi,
so,
Star. I've got a caller on the line for you. This is Stig.
Hello, Stig.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I am good. How is my famous actor, stand-up comedian dude doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing better because I'm talking to you. So,
thank you. What is your question tonight?
I just want to know, since Tammy and I share a really difficult year, if she sees anything in my Akashic Records about it lightening up and getting back on track and et cetera.
All right. Can I ask, and I won't ask the year because that's my personal blackmail information, but if I can just have the month and the day.
I've forgotten the year on purpose. Yes.
There we go.
So day and month?
February 19th.
Oh, you're an Aquarian, right on the cusp. I am so sorry about that.
Oh.
No, I'm an Aquarian. This has been a really hard year on Aquarians. That much I can say. What I'm going to do real quick is look at what cycle that you're in right now. You are in a 9 cycle. Okay. For you, it's all about what I get is you have a lot in common with me, not only being an Aquarian, but you're also somewhat of a control freak and a perfectionist.
Yes.
And for you, you've really had to learn to what they're showing me is like loosening the reins on a horse. You're not getting where you want to go fast enough or in what you think is the right direction, but you need to let go and you need to give the horse its lead so it can take you where you need to go. Now, notice I said where you need to go, which may not be where you want to go. This year is all about letting go and trusting. That's real big for you right now. And the more that you resist, the harder it's going to be.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can feel that. So I have
Does
to go back
a
to
little
being,
bit?
Yes, I have to go back to being a 60s kind of guy.
So sometimes you just have to. I taught my niece this, who she's now 17, and I'll learn to regret this at some point. But there is a very powerful word that we have in our vocabulary that we don't use a lot of times. So that word I'll share with you is whatever. Now, you don't have to say this. You can just think it. But sometimes when you're in those situations, the whatever versus whatever, that's up to you. But sometimes just that word will help get you to stop and breathe and let go a little bit easier. Now, you don't always say that out loud, though, okay?
Well,
thank you, Stig.
Right, out loud it's a bit of a cliche, but...
Thank you, Stig. We love you.
We love you, too. I'll talk.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's very important, learning to let go.
Yes. It's sometimes one of the more frightening things. When we let go, I think sometimes we think that... no one's in control, which isn't true at all. We think we're in control.
Okay.
All right. Now I have another caller for you, too. This is Cindy.
Good evening, Cindy.
Hi there.
How
I have an Aquarius moon.
What is your question?
I have an Aquarius moon and I'm a Cancer. Is that a bad combination?
Tell her your birthday, please.
My birthday is July 12, 1949.
Okay, give me just a second here. All right. First of all, I'm not an astrologer. I know just enough about astrology to get me in trouble and to have a good conversation. Now, for you, the cycle that you're in right now, you are really doing a lot of soul searching.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, this is going to sound very bad, and I don't mean it to, but this really is a year about you in the sense of who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And mm-hmm. you're kind of struggling between where your heart wants to go and where your mind wants to go. And you may even have a lot of people saying, now you know better than... you know, but that kind of goes against what your heart wants. So I would encourage you to get all the facts. And you will feel some relief coming up probably right around the beginning of the year, through the holiday season into the beginning of the year. Things will start to settle for you. So I would use the time between now and then to just gather a lot of facts to help you identify. But I have to caution you that this is also a cycle that it deals with a lot of stress-related issues. So please mm-hmm. promise me that you will learn to turn the computer off, get enough rest, you know, eat the right things, and that you don't internalize. This isn't a year to add to your baggage. It's a year to examine
right.
your baggage and figure out what you need and what you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Does that help a little bit?
Yes, it did.
Good. That was a great piece of information. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
So I guess the type A personality really doesn't understand what stress is and really doesn't know when to quit or let go or doesn't understand a lot. I think I'm a little bit like that. I think you're a little bit like that.
Yeah.
How do you relax?
You know, when I had my magazine, I did I published a holistic and metaphysical magazine for over 10 years. And
that was Dreamweaver magazine?
Yes, it was. And it was really kind of funny because somebody said, you need a hobby. Find something you like and you need a hobby. So if you visit my booth at ULE in October, you'll find out what my hobby is. I make Swarovski sun catchers and I also do chainmail jewelry. I woke up one morning and I thought, I want to work with metal. I don't know why. It must be a past life thing, but I want to make chainmail jewelry. Who thought chainmail jewelry would become a hobby? But that's how I do my downtime. I call it kind of meditation and movement for me. Even though my hands are moving, I'm not really thinking. I'm just kind of being and relaxing.
Wow. I collect boxes, and I have two beautiful dogs. I have a Jack Russell, and I have a used to have a Bull Mastiff. Now I've got a Rottweiler. She's a rescue dog. So playing with my animals, paying deep attention to them, like sitting with them, being on the floor, holding them, you know, not just giving them a pat, you know, when they walk by or going, oh, how cute you are. You know, it's important for me to take that time in my day to revitalize and relax and do some of the things that are not, you know, this intense work spiritual person. You were talking about learning to say no. What did you learn about that?
You know, it's a word that I always work with my clients because I think we're trained. I won't use the word program, but I think we're trained from the time that we're small that you're very accommodating to other people. You know, want to help people. All of these things. So we have a hard time saying no. So when I work with clients, I always tease them about, I'm going to teach you how to say no. And they're like, okay. I said, you're going to pay me double. And they'll go, no. I'm like, see, that wasn't that hard. Now, I sometimes wonder, am I blocking my own prosperity? But that's a separate issue that I'll have to deal with. But when we can protect and honor ourselves and our own energies and our own dreams, the word no is not a bad thing. If we had to accept and say yes to everything that came along, we would never accomplish what we're really here to do or what we'd like to do. So sometimes saying no, even though it may go against how we were taught to be, it really is, to me, it's honoring ourselves.
I think that's absolutely a must that all of us must learn. The code word
Go ahead. I have a caller on the line, if you two are ready. This is Eileen.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. How can we be of service?
Star, you came to Miami one time, and I went to one of your classes. It was quite interesting.
Well, I imagine it was. What can I do for you right now? How can Tammy and I be of service?
I need some kind of assistance in... I'm having issues with my teeth, and I just wanted to stop whatever's been going on. I'm tired of all the work that's happening on my teeth, and I want everything to, like, stop.
Okay, so tell us your birth date, month and day, so Tammy can start working on that.
June 28, 1951.
All right. You know, teeth are
the rest of my life is really blissful. And
teeth are about details. Look around you.
I'm filled with detail.
Huh?
I am filled with detail. I do that for my life's work.
That is your life's work, but what about your own home?
No, my home is my being. My beingness is my home. I'm really connected to spirit.
So are you putting too much attention into detail or not enough?
No, I'm in a really beautiful place right now. I got rid of, in January, I changed my whole life.
Okay, great.
And I'm surrounded
by... Let me have Tammy talk to you while I get a message here for you.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm just having a lot of work done on my teeth now. It's been my whole life. So I think it's an Akashic record thing. You know?
Well, first of all, for me, when I look at teeth from an Akashic record standpoint, I always have to ask the person, do you have a habit of biting off too much? Now, that's something you don't have to tell me. Just I'm going to ask you to think about, do you bite too much off at times? But the cycle that you're in right now is all about rebirth.
Yes.
So even though this may seem, you know, challenging, or there may be some pain or frustration with it, when you get through this, and I'm going to say probably like, I want to say 9 to 15 months from now, when you get through this, you will look back and there will be absolutely no regrets. You're truly, you're past the midway point, what they call the point of no return. You really are kind of on that downhill slide. So I would ask you to have a little bit more patience time-wise.
Yeah.
It's going to get better, and
I've
you're
been
not
counting
going to
the months a day. It's funny. I said, okay, I have 9 more months for this to happen, and then this happened just today, and then this happened last week, and this happened 2 weeks ago. I went, okay, all right, this is a process that's been going on since I'm like 13 years old, you know, and I'm in my 60s, so it's like part of nature and part of life. And as far as biting off too much, no. I know how to lead my own life and live my own life and still work for service and work for God and do my magical creations on the planet. And I'm in a play place right now since I was in my 20s, and I'm really happy.
Good. I'm glad that you're happy. Can you write a prayer to your teeth?
Yes.
A prayer. Yeah, a prayer is 16 sentences. You can start it with however you want. You can end it however you want.
Okay.
And write a prayer to your teeth and do that prayer for 28 straight days, silently, maybe standing and looking outside at the sunrise or something like that. Make it a sacred time, and that energy will be absorbed by your teeth, okay?
Sounds good, because the rest of my body is beautiful. I'm really healthy in every other area, and I have lots of vitality, and I'm very positive in my outlook and in my creativity.
You sound wonderful. Your life sounds wonderful. Pray to your teeth, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Tammy, thanks for telling me that. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey,
I have to
one more
you.
Thing.
You have...
Your ULE, why don't you bring it to Miami?
Well, you're not the first
in every
person.
City. Thank you.
Such beautiful energy.
I have another caller on the line. This is Penny.
Hello.
Hi, Penny. What's your birthday and month?
July 6th.
Great. And what is your question for us tonight?
Will I ever find anybody to share my life with? I've had a lot of mean time, so to speak.
Okay, so let's start with the sentencing. Will I ever find my mate? Will I ever find my mate?
Will I ever find
somebody,
my mate?
Or anybody, because you'll end up with, you know, a couch potato or an alcoholic.
No, somebody
your
special.
Mate. Okay, and how old are you?
69.
Yes, you will find your mate. Tammy, can you tell her more about that?
What I can say is this is not a good time the rest of this year to find that person, because for you, this is a year of identifying what you want. So I would ask you to make a list of pros and cons, the things you would want in a relationship. For example, financial security, sense of humor, compassion, generosity, things like that, qualities. You know, we can't all have 6'5" blonde surfer types, although the world would be much prettier. But go for qualities. And then focus on yourself and just saying, I'm attracting that person to me. And let that evolve. But take some time to identify what you want. You know what you don't want. Now identify what you do want.
Well, I thought I had found it in someone by the name of Peter, whose birthday is September 12th.
What's blocking that relationship? Distance?
there's been a lot going on.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little bit more accurate, and I'm going to say to you that in between October 30th and December 30th of 14, you will meet your mate. You have not met your mate so far.
Okay.
You have met people who have qualities that you want in your mate, and you have met people who teach you what you don't want in your mate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're looking at that holiday season next year.
Okay.
Okay.
And Penny, can I jump in real quick and can I just say that Peter was here to help you remember how to unlock your heart, but he wasn't the one to keep the key.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Thank you.
Thank you. And the code word today is Expo. Go to www.starfuentes.com, the radio page. Enter the word Expo, and you will get the gift, Cooking with Energy. It's an e-gift that teaches you how to put energy into your food. And, of course, you'll get on my mailing list. That's why I give e-gifts. Tammy, tell us more about the Expo. Tell it to me again. When is it? Where is it? And where can I find information about it?
Well, it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. It's the second weekend in October, the 12th and 13th. It's Saturday and Sunday. The website is ulexpo.com. But can I ask you a question? Because I know that you're doing a talk, and yours is called Miracle Healings.
Yes, it is. And what is your question?
I believe it's on Saturday. But I know if I went to the website, I would be able to find out.
Yes.
But can you share with me, because I laid out the program, I did the website, I did all these things, but one of the things I had a question for you with was how do you do what you do? And I know that's a very big question, but that's phenomenal. Miracle Healings to me is a phenomenal topic.
What I do is I stand up in front of the room, and most people work on their quality of connection with God, or Source, and I worked on that. But when I stand in front of the room, I open up my connection about two-lane highway size. And, you know, a healer isn't a snake oil. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but 6 out of 10 times people come up in the room, and I'll rub their tumor. It'll get smaller. It'll change. Sometimes tumors disappear. Cancer, healing cancer is my specialty. So I love when those tumors disappear. People have backs that haven't been able to bend for 20 or 30 years, or elbows that haven't been able to move. And 6 out of 10 people, they have some type of a healing. They change. And it's really God working through me, and it was so many years of dedication and so many different witch doctors and shamans and curanderas and, you know, everybody I've studied with. And this is what I teach with divine intervention. And basically I have about 500 to 600 ministers worldwide that work mostly on healing of cancer. And the foreign countries, you know, Israel, Germany, Hong Kong, Brazil, they love this. They love coming to the United States. And this is a teachable healing technique that I learned from the curanderas in Mexico. So how do I do this? I do this I let God do it through me. And this year in New York in March, I had 27 people come up, and every one of them had a healing. And last year in New York in March, I think I went about 75% of them had a very physically noticeable healing. And I guess it's relaxing enough to let God work through you. You know, that's what I do. So it's going to be a very interesting class, and a lot of people come up and get a healing, and then they're my clients for the rest of my life. You know, they come to me with other things.
Well, I think that's a phenomenal gift, and thank you for sharing that, because I know I've used the expression, we are our own best healers. So for you to be able to activate that and open that pathway for people to do, bless you. Thank you so much for giving
You're
that
welcome.
Gift back.
Part of it was having my own cancer and healing myself of my own cancer. You know, I mean, that was like the big test. It was like, oh, no, you know.
We do for others what we don't always do for ourselves. Isn't that true?
Uh-huh. And sometimes when I'm sick or when my husband's sick or something, I call in another healer because sometimes for a healer, another healer is the best healer. And sometimes it's not. So for all you people listening out there, the code is EXPO. The item we're giving away is Cooking with Energy. It's an e-item. Go to www.starfuentes.com. Go to the radio page, enter EXPO, and you will receive a free gift. I also do readings. I do many types of readings. You can go on my webpage and look at the many readings I take. I teach about 480 different workshops. Anytime in my life I've had a challenge, I got it together and I wrote a workshop or a book. I think I have 9 books out there, maybe 7, 9 at the publishers going to get ready to go. Because when you teach somebody something, it is grad school. When I learned about chakras for myself, I was interested in the colors. But when I thought about what would a mother need to know, an engineer need to know, I learned the musical notes. I learned the number of petals, the different names, what other traditions. So when you want to heal yourself, change yourself, study enough so that you can teach it. It's important to master yourself, some skills this lifetime. And remember, as long as you're alive, you still have something to work on. Tammy, please give us your website and tell us what kind of readings you do.
My website is TammyRager.com, and it's Tammy with an I. RAGER.com, and I work with Akashic Records. I also do numerology readings as well. I'm all about empowering people with knowledge about themselves. I am the last person to do lost objects because I lose everything that I need. So I'm also one of the people you don't want to ask me about relationships either, because ask me how to improve your relationship. I can help you empower your life through knowledge and about yourself. But I don't do the mundane types of readings. Mine are more spiritual, and that's not to take away from other readers. But I like to help people focus on what their spiritual path is.
And I love what it says on one of your web pages about 100% accurate. People ask me how accurate I am, and I say I'm 50% accurate because I told you to pay attention when you're backing out of your car, and you almost got your car ran over, but you remembered that, and that car, you stopped in time. And if I'm a good enough reader, I should give you enough information so the 50% of the things I tell you that may happen to yourself, you become enlightened and aware of that they don't happen to you. So
yes,
being a reader is really important to say, okay, this is the year you got to buckle up. This is the year you need to slow down. And this is the year you need to watch for A, B, and C.
Yes.
And so really a good reader needs to be about 50% accurate because I want to give you information so that certain things don't happen. And I'd rather be 50% accurate and have those things not happen to you than to just brush over them.
Well, I always laugh. It's whenever somebody says, well, so-and-so is 100% accurate 99% of the time, you know, and I'm like, yeah, and your question is? And they're like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, I think you need to run. I think you need to follow your heart and find the person that speaks to your soul.
That's excellent. We're approaching the end of the show, so thank you guys for a wonderful evening. And about time for the closing score.
Thank you. Thank you, Tammy, for being on the show.
Thank you.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.